Meditation. Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California. Meditation. Who I am. This is a very fascinating and a very interesting proposition. Who I am. Now, I know who I am. I'm God. I'm the creative force of my universe. I am the allness. In the world that I exist, there is only God. There is only this allness, this purity, this goodness. Who I am that I am. These are words that I've been taught. These are words that I have heard, but I didn't always understand it. Because as I heard these words, I thought they were sort of mystical and symbolical and not real. But these are real words. If I say, I am hungry, I am joyful, I am peaceful, I am happy, I'm speaking about that being that I am, that beingness that I am, and it's a wonderful beingness. Now, how do I know who this I am is? How do I know who I really am? Well, it's a good question. Who am I really? I am that I am. I am the one and the only. I am that I am. I am the fullness of what I am. Now think of it. There's nothing that I can consider in the universe that is not me. It is me. Anything that exists is in existence because of my thought, which brought it forth. But Herb, what about all the places that you are not in the universe? What about all the places where you have never even been? You've never even seen, you've never met the people there, you have no idea what's going on there. Oh, but I do. You see, I'm not so blind that I say I am and then think that I am not. I say I am, and I know that in my universal beingness, I am. Now, should I choose to know other parts of the world that are not at present in my awareness, I would just become one with that other part and know it and believe it. And as I do, I would bring to whatever part of the world I choose to be aware of, because I am all, I bring there my peace, my love, my joy, my harmony. I bring there who I am. And who I am is the allness. Now, I don't bring peace where there's war. I don't bring health where there's illness. I don't bring abundance where there's lack. I don't bring any of those things. I am those things. I am those things. Every time I think of anybody, anywhere in the world, in my universe, I think of them peaceful, abundant, healthy. I see every good thing theirs right now. They don't need it. They don't want it. They don't seek for it. They don't wish for it. They don't go out and make it happen. They just accept it. Now, I create them accepting it and being it and living that way because they are my creation. They are the creation of my thought, the creation of my mind, the creation of my universe. Now, some people, in their creation of the universe, choose to create a universe with some problems and with trials and tribulations and all that good stuff, you know? And I think to myself, oh my goodness, you like that kind of adventure, huh? I like the adventure of peace. I like the adventure of harmony. I like the adventure of oneness and wholeness. And oh my, oh my, oh my. Why? Why would anyone want to create conflict? Why would anyone want to create negative excitement? Oh, there's so much positive excitement. Skiing down a hill. You ski down the hill, and it's exciting, and it's fast, and it's beautiful, and you're having a great old time. You don't ski down the hill for the problems that you have to go over or jump. Oops, I don't know if I can balance. Oh, there's a tree ahead of me. Oh, all these people, they're getting in my way. Oh, what am I going to do? You see, that's all silliness. I am. What I am is balance, harmony, peace. What I am is an open slide right down that hill in a beautiful, wonderful ski slope. What I am is balance and harmony. What I am is the way is open before me for all my good. I know who I am. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I know who I am. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness, and the way is always open before me, whether I'm walking, talking, singing, whether I'm acting, skiing, whether I'm flying, whether I'm driving, or whether I'm, whatever I'm doing, I am the pure white light of love. And I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my world is peace, and all my paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. Yes, that's what it is. You say, well, that's a Pollyanna type of life. No, it isn't. That's my life. And that's the life of billions and billions of others. And that's your life, even when you have a problem. Because you choose that problem, and you choose to look at it, and you say, well, now, what am I going to do? Instead of saying, what does the problem bring you? Unhappiness. What do you want? Happiness. So let's turn our attention to happiness. What happens to the problem? Poof! It's gone. Yes, it is. But we have to learn. We have to just let go of anything that we don't want and concentrate on the things that we do want. Who I am? I know who I am. I am the creative power of my universe. I am that I am. The divine in me does all through me as me. And I am God. God I am. I am the wonderment, the magic, the peace. I am all that the universe could ever want to be. And I am all of that right now. And it is good. And it is very good. Who I am? I know who I am. Do you know who you are? I believe you do. Now, should any problems come your way, do you want to claim them and work on them? Or do you want to be who you are? Divine order, peace, harmony, love. That's who I am. Join me in this awareness of who I am and who you are, and know that that's all that matters, and that's all that is. Have a wonderful day with your I am, knowing that I am all that is good, beautiful, powerful, wonderful, and joyful right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.